are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
What is today, Tracy?
Gender reveal day. Woo! Woo!
Gender reveal. We're gender revealing. A boy or a girl. What will it be today?
Sexy. Sexy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next winner of Masked Singer.
Yeah. Poor Jessica. She's not well.
All right. So my doctor diagnosed me with a disease that it's not a disease.
Yeah. Can we just clarify real quick? First of all, what doctor?
Jessica's got VD is what she's trying to tell.
I have fucking laryngitis. Who gets that as an adult? What adult gets laryngitis?
The funniest thing is like last week on David's podcast, his co-host had laryngitis. And it was the second time with the same exact guest.
I don't understand. Who gets vibes. This? Who gets this? I thought like little kids get laryngitis.
I mean, I think it's a regular sickness for all ages. When you're sick, you get it.
I haven't had this. My voice sounds amazing today compared to like
yesterday.
3 days ago.
I couldn't understand you.
Do you know what I did the other day? I wanted something from the Chinese food store, but I couldn't talk on the phone because I had no voice. Like, I couldn't make a phone call. Okay.
Yeah.
So I called my best friend. I texted her. I was like, hey, can you order food from this phone number? And she was like, are you fucking joking right now? And I was like, well, I don't want
Here's
to ask
my order.
Dennis because he's going to yell at me for like not eating soup. So yeah. I was like, can you order it? She was like, fine. And she goes, all right, it's done. I put it under Laren. Like, you fucking asshole. But I had no fucking voice. And my doctor's like, okay, you know, you're going to, the only thing I could help you because you're pregnant is to put on voice rest. I was like, okay, great. That's going to be great. And I highly suggest that you use sign language. I go, oh, okay. Like,
I'll just come over.
Sure. Like, oh, just start speaking Spanish. Do you know what I mean? I don't know how to speak sign language.
Imagine being sick and having like your like remedy is being like, oh, just go learn sign language.
Go learn a language.
To talk to somebody who doesn't know sign language. It's
like,
amazing.
I text Tracy. I'm like, the only thing I know is how to say Julian. Like,
Julian.
I can imagine me just go like, Dennis looks at me and I'm just like,
that's so
Julie.
Funny.
Oh, that must mean she's hungry.
Oh, yeah. Way to decode that one.
So I've been very strict the last few days because I wanted to be good for the show.
When I tell you Jessica hasn't talked to me in a month.
I know Tracy keeps calling me. I keep texting her. I'm like, voice rest.
Voice rest. But before that, she forgot that I was alive and hasn't spoken to me. And I'm like, can you be my friend? I'm having withdrawals. She's like, sorry, I'm living my best life in Disney and now I have no voice.
Yeah. So
I was like, fuck you and your laryngitis. Talk to me.
This is our baddie gender reveal.
This is huge.
I know what I'm having.
Right. Yeah, that was evil.
You know, so I was like very torn on the whole gender reveal thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like 5 years ago it was at like its fucking peak.
Oh, the all-time high.
Oh my God, it was like new. Everybody's doing it. Everything you saw was new and creative. Mm-hmm. You hadn't seen it before. Everything's like been done, which I hate that. Like for me, I like being creative and shit. And also now that we've seen it done every way, you've also seen like gender reveal, like horror stories, like
horror
people
stories.
Dying.
Okay. First of all, gender reveals bring out the worst in the parents.
Yes, yes.
I've never been so disgusted by human beings than watching a gender reveal and the father being like, what the fuck? And like being mad about.
I was like,
you're going to show this to your kid and they're going to be like, you didn't want me.
And then you have to be honest and be like, no, I didn't.
But even I saw one today in one of the groups I'm in, like July Moms. And they did it. It was twin girls, right?
Cute.
And they were so excited. And then the girl was like, oh, we could tell you now, but like, we really didn't want boys. Like, we're so excited. It's girls. And I went, even that's weird.
Terrible. Because what if you get a boy the next time?
That's what I'm saying. It's just weird.
Like, or like, how about all the other moms that are having boys right now? Yeah. It's just so fucked up.
Like, she was like, oh, like, we didn't want to say it, but like, we really could. We really wanted girls. And I'm just like, I don't know, just like some of it gives me douche chills. So I didn't want to do big thing with like that many people.
But I feel like you're different because you're going to be happy regardless. So it's not douche chills if you like have like a preference.
Well, I think if you have a preference, do not do a fucking gender reveal.
Because they can tell on your face
right
away.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So this is fucking great. So we went to Disney World with my family to do this. And I wanted to do it with Mickey and Minnie. I wanted Mickey and Minnie to like turn around. If it was a girl, you know, be Minnie. If it was a boy, it'd be Mickey, right? And they were like, listen, we went to the park and they were like, we don't do that anymore because people were getting so mad at the gender reveal. They weren't getting what they want and they were taking it out on Mickey Mouse.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I had this conversation like 10 minutes before I'm finding out what I'm
having. I feel like I'm in fucking surreal land
right
now. This
is what I'm saying. Could you imagine
they were
being
getting mad at
Disney
the actors?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They were like, yep. They'd be like really disappointed and like at like literally like flipping out on Mickey.
Fuck you, Mickey.
Fuck. Fuck you, Mickey. You're making millions and you don't give me a boy.
Like he's God.
Fuck you. What the fuck is wrong
Did
with people?
Did you fuck Mickey?
What? Like, what is wrong with people?
Mickey, do Maddie's have dicks? Yeah, I guess they do.
Well, they have babies somehow, so.
They have a lot of them, too.
A lot of them. They come out by the dozen, those things.
So, and it always has to be like, you know, one person has to ruin it for everybody type thing.
Right.
Like, I'm sure in 20 years, gender reveal won't even be a fucking thing because everybody's like taking them too far.
Yeah, it's way too far.
Like, they're already, people roll their eyes because people like set off fireworks and they're blowing up their like limbs and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen things where it's like they've got a shotgun and they shoot a pumpkin to like reveal what color, like,
and they accidentally shoot grandma.
And it backfires and then they're dead. It's fine. No big deal.
Like, I've seen like forest fires and like animals die because like people setting off
shit. Yeah. I need to find these gender reveals.
It's so fucked up. And yeah, and then definitely like the gender disappointment. Listen,
I think the gender disappointment is hugest thing.
Gender
ever.
Disappointment is real. And I don't bash anybody for that. I read a lot of that stuff online and I'm like, I get it. Like, I get it. If you've got, you know, five sons and you're 50,
you
really
that.
Want to be a girl.
I get that part.
Or, you know what? There's people who, like, just never imagined having a girl. They just thought they would be a boy mom forever, and they don't know what to do with a girl. And eventually, none of this shit matters, because once the kid's here, you don't care what it is. None of the gender doesn't matter. It's so irrelevant and stupid.
It's so bad.
But it is a real thing. So if you're going to have, like, the least bit gender disappointment, don't have a gender reveal. It's insane.
No, I don't get it at all. I'll never comprehend the idea of that.
What was your first gender reveal was... See, like, that's never been done at the racetrack.
It was place your bets on baby apps. It was at the racetrack. Not kidding. I'm the only person in this world that gambles my gender reveals.
Genius. Like, that honestly is one, like, it's fucking genius. And I've never even seen it, like, repeated. Genius.
Yeah, we brought, which, first of all, you're not allowed to do technically, but they let us do it. We brought a shit ton of balloons in this giant fucking box, like, life-size box that Dazzling Touch made for us. Her dad, like, built this box for us on wheels. Like, it was fucking ridiculous. Life-size, human. You could fit five people in there. So we brought that in, and then you were there. We did the balloons, and it was a girl, and I literally almost passed out. Thank God there was a fence behind me. But, like, I was so excited because I thought, I was like, I'm such a boy mom. Like, I'm into the sports, and I'm into,
really?
Like, oh, my God. I was such a... Not into the sports that I play sports, but, like, couldn't wait for, like, my kids to be in like that so I could be, like, wearing their number on my back and that type of thing.
I don't get that. Like, if anyone's going to have a girl, it's you. Like, you know what to do with the girl. Do you have any women that you're like, they have a girl and you're like, oh, God, the girl's doomed.
You have to brush,
like,
their hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are they going to do?
Well, because now that I had one, I was like, I'm a hairdresser. So obviously I want a girl that I could do all this stuff to her.
Yes.
But, like, I never thought I'd actually get it. So when it came out Skylar was a girl, I went into full-blown shock. My body just shut down. I didn't even know.
Did you, like, know? Like, that's ever
no.
asking me. Like,
everyone wore blue. There were, like, three people there wearing pink. Everyone wore blue.
I don't wear
I had, like,
pink.
75 people there, and three wore pink.
Wow.
You were one.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, nobody. Everyone's like, oh, it's a boy. It's a boy. No doubt it's a boy. Well, and I was like, okay.
Man, the house took in good for that betting.
Like, yeah. And I had everyone stay there, party, bet, and drink. It was awesome.
What always cracks me up is when people are like, I never fucked. Like, I'm always right. I always know. Do people like, say it to you? Like, they're like, I know what it is. Like, I'm never wrong on these. And I have, like, 10 people tell me that.
Yeah.
And they're all giving me different things. So I'm like, no one knows what the fuck
no
they're talking
one.
About.
It's all over the place.
But everyone thinks they're, like, certain what you're having.
Yeah. No, everyone's like, oh, the way you're carrying, yep, your ass looks huge. It's definitely a girl. And I'm like, cool. Thanks.
That was the weirdest backhanded compliment I've
and
ever heard.
And they'll be like, oh, you don't look pregnant from the back. Boy. And I'm like, hope he thinks so. Because,
wait,
I mean,
what is it? If you look pregnant from the back,
when you have
girl?
A boy, you don't carry all your. When you have a boy, you don't. Your weight doesn't spread throughout your body.
Is that true?
In theory, a lot of times it is. A lot of times, I mean, there's give it. It's different bodies, but, like, in theory, that's what it is. Your weight divides evenly through your body if you're having a girl. If you're having a boy, normally, like, you carry all your weight in your stomach. It's like a little baby basketball. Like, you're very confined. You're super tiny. And most of the times when I'm out and I'm like, oh, that woman's definitely carrying a boy. And I go up to her and I'm like, do you know what you're having? I love babies, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, it's a boy. And I'm like, shocking, right. Shocking. Because you look like you're not pregnant from the back.
All of my, like, old wives' tales have been fake news. So
We'll get into them when
we do the reveal. But, like, everything that said it's supposed to be this.
It's the opposite.
It's the opposite. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, oh, great.
Did you do the Chinese calendar?
I did all of it.
And it's all fucked up.
It's all fucked up.
Okay, so, like, fuck all this shit. It doesn't matter.
But especially, like, my symptoms and shit all pointed
one
way.
Are you craving sweet or salty?
I have no cravings.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm weird.
Mm. See, all right.
None at all?
All right, so here's, like, my theory. I think, yeah. So fucked up. Like, I think a lot of people eat normal. Uh-huh. So then they get pregnant and they're like, time to fucking rage. I'm gonna eat fucking.
That was me. I gained 80 pounds tacos. With Skylar.
Yeah, like, they just go nuts. I'm eating how I eat all the time. I'm a terrible eater. I eat like shit.
Okay.
So, like, my diet hasn't changed because I've always had a shitty diet.
We just said before, we were like, Jessica wants pizza with olives. We were like, yes, Jessica, when you expand your palate past grilled cheese, there's other things in this world.
My mom said the baby's going to be a grilled cheese.
I don't doubt it.
We're in Disney baby's World and every meal is like grilled cheese.
Yeah, that's
and
Jess's
she literally
go-to.
Was getting mad at me. She's like, you have to eat something else.
Fine.
But, like, you know, a lot of women, like, they'd be like, well, I'm pregnant, I'm eating grilled cheeses, but, like, that's just what I eat.
That's so, like, yeah, there you go.
Eating grilled cheese, so it's got to be a boy because boys have milk. Like, what is this?
Yeah. So, like, I feel like for me, I haven't had any crazy cravings because I've just been eating kind of how I always eat, which is just eating terribly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I had, like, weird cravings. I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, the only thing that I'm maybe, like, drinking stuff has been exciting. Like, I like orange juice I've been drinking a lot of, which is, like, random.
That's a craving, though. That means your cravings are just what your body is lacking as the baby's growing. So the baby's eating more of, like, your vitamin C. They're taking up more vitamin C from you. So your body's just telling you, like, it needs vitamin C and it's craving it. That's just what a craving is.
We had sex the other day, and I let Dad go get me orange juice, like, immediately after. Like, I just...
Cigarette. Just like, yeah.
Gotta have it's my, like, OJ.
Jess is, like, smoking the orange.
He's like, right after sex, orange juice. He was like, are you kidding me? It's like, no, dicks out. Amazing. He's like, I gotta get orange juice. And then he was so mad because the only place to go was, like, CVS is, like, $6 a bottle.
Yeah. Oh my God. You made him leave the house to get this.
You made him put pants back on to get you orange juice, you fucking asshole.
Like, he's still calming down the sweat.
Yeah.
Just...
yeah. He's still hard walking into CVS. He's like, where do I get orange juice?
Can you wipe off and go to the store?
Oh, man, he's crying.
And, like, you know, sometimes, like, if you wait long enough, your cravings pass.
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes or something. Yeah.
Like, he came back and I was like,
could have done without.
So mad.
It's amazing. Oh my God.
All right, should we do this?
Hold on. Before we do, I've got a surprise. So you asked, like, a couple episodes ago. To get a list from my parents.
Baby names?
Oh my God.
So I have a list of baby names based on the reveal.
Okay,
from
cool.
My dad.
This is exciting.
But it's I'm only going to go based on the reveal.
Oh
okay, so that's after?
After.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
okay.
Can I have a theory about boys and girls?
Yes, let's hear it.
Okay, so Jessica didn't want kids for a while. Okay, so the fact that, like, she wants babies and is excited for this right now is, like, huge for me. I'm very excited. So my guess is blue, because I'm wearing a blue hat.
That's right.
Because I would like a friend for Julian, because all my friends have girls. Like, there's, like, two boys in the whole fucking group. So I would like that, but, like, also for Jessica's sanity, like, you have to be mentally prepared for a boy. They're just fucking different. And I feel like, look at you, and you're a girl mom.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's because you're daintier, and you like girly things, and you go over the top. Like, you're not ready for, if you have a boy, for him to, like, clothesline all the glass candles in your house like Julian does to me, or, like, beat the shit out of Jaden with, like, the American flag pole.
Clothesline.
Or, yeah, like, my son is so fucking destructive.
Yeah, they're aggressive.
And it's like, if you were not like, oh my God, I'm dying to have kids, I want kids, blah, 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 and then you get hit with a boy, like, that shit's, like, this is not a drill. That is no joke. And I just feel like you're not ready. So God's not gonna fuck with you and give you... A boy. Because I'm telling you, if this is a boy, like, you're going to need Jesus. Because babies, baby boys are no fucking joke. I just feel like I would like a boy, so I'm wearing blue. But, like, I would be so happy to add to the girl gang.
See, I think that's why I'm a team girl. And it's entirely because, like, I know at some point I'm probably going to have to, like, babysit this kid or something. And if it's a little boy that's, demon like, child. Being a little asshole,
yeah,
I'm going to
like
be, like,
destroying the room. Like,
listen up, you little shit. Like,
like, this was like Ashley. I was like, she had one. God, she was like, I want one and done. And she was like, I want one and done. I'm pregnant, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, if you don't have a girl, like, this whole fucking world's going to go up in flames because
put him up for adoption.
She is such a girl mom. She needed a girl. And, like, that's what she got. And, like Aria
even her
is,
dogs are girls.
Yeah.
Like
she just needed that. Yes. Like, she, you know, you just don't look at Ashley and you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Like, no. Like,
bravo.
I,
and the
I
outfits.
Think about,
and all, like,
I think about this a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like that's why I was surprised that you just told me that because I just can't imagine you. Yeah. I guess I can never imagine you. If you had three sons, I would feel really bad for you because I would just
feel
like.
As a hair
like,
and makeup artist that you feel you need it.
Yeah. Like,
right.
I'm the
I get
girliest
it.
Girl on the fucking
you
planet.
You really are. There's not any boy about you. Nothing. There's no boy about you. So I'm like, oof, I don't know. But...
I fucking spent Super Bowl at Harry Potter. Like,
oh, God.
Such, such a disappointment.
Give me a fucking.
To my son.
I can't. I really can't.
All right, so Alan, you're team girl, you're team boy, and let
I'm
me
team
just,
baby.
Let me just set up the
but
room.
But I think boy for Julie, and I'm like, if
I like
poor
team
baby.
Baby,
yeah.
We've got miniature cupcakes from Baked by Melissa,
which is my favorite thing
and
ever.
They're so pretty. And we've got blue and pink Pop Rocks,
which also can we make a quick Pop Rocks when we tell you to. Do blowjobs with Pop Rocks. Please don't get the turns into gum one. Because I just looked at this package and I was like, that sounds fucked up. I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be like that scene in along like the Mary where she gets stuck.
Oh my God, I can't.
I mean, the blue ones are good because they're cotton candy.
Cotton
flavored.
Candy explosion. Get these.
Yes.
Popping candy. It needs to say candy on them. But okay.
Yes, that's a very excellent point. You don't want the crackling gum.
Turns into gum. I was
you
like,
know what? There's people in Club Baddie, they're like, I don't get the Pop Rocks thing. It's not working for me.
I bet it's the crackling gum.
I bet you.
I mean, I will say from my end, I don't get the appeal.
No?
I don't get anything.
I feel like some people are just
God,
so
please.
Skilled, it's bringing
know.
You down. So, very good,
Alan.
Rachel.
Like,
I think
I'm just like,
they're just dragging you down at
some
point.
Now I got candy on my dick. Like
candy dick.
It's like flavored lube, though. It's like almost...
It's fun
it's
for us.
Maybe more fun for us. It's just making it more enjoyable.
Oh, my God. I can't. I cannot look Alan in the fucking eyes.
With his pink hat on.
Yeah, we're talking about babies, Alan.
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Alan. So, Alan's wearing a pink, like, cowboy hat. Tracy's
I've
wearing
now
blue.
Turned mine into a fedora.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a fucking fedora. And then we've got balloons, and we've got a big black... Balloon.
Oh, woo. I didn't know where that was going to go.
A big black balloon that we are going to pop, and it's going to be either blue or pink inside.
Excited.
And this is all going to be on YouTube. If you guys want to watch, please head to our YouTube channel and check that out there. We need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be back with the gender reveal.
Woo!
I think it's time.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on
your
podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making. Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, "Hey, we're the Bravo Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo."
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
You know what? People, gender disappointment is a real fucking thing. After you realize that you're never getting your dream boy or your dream girl, maybe you need better help.
You guys, these are licensed professionals that take care of everything, every need from depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, and self-esteem.
And anything you share is confidential. So you don't have to worry about your counselor, like, shaming you or, you know, or sharing this with anybody. Like, if you literally have, you know, a problem with anything, it's between you and your counselor. And if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at no additional charge. There's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. And this service is available worldwide in 4 different communication modes. So you have text, chat, phone, and video.
You guys can start communicating with somebody in under 24 hours, unlike regular therapists who have their schedule is booked and they can't get you in until next Tuesday. Well, these people could get you in 24 hours. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. It's secure, convenient, professional, affordable, but this is not a crisis line. This is a therapist. So you guys have to be wanting to get help, but you can do it text, chat, phone, or video.
And you know what? It's really an affordable option. I know therapy, a lot of people are scared to approach it because of its cost.
Yeah.
You know, this is the better option. So our listeners are going to get 10% off their first month with discount code bad examples. So go to betterhelp.com/bad examples. And when you put in code bad examples, you're going to get 10% off your first month. And what's really cool is when you go online, you're going to fill out a questionnaire. And it's going to help them assess what you need so they can match you with a counselor that you love.
BetterHelp.com/bad examples for 10% off. Use the discount code. Once you guys try it, you're going to want this therapy. You're not going to be disappointed with how good of quality you're getting. BetterHelp.com/bad examples.
Guys, we are celebrating today, and we've told you we've got Baked by Melissa here. There were how many cupcakes in here?
Now the diet is off for sure because there were
25
cupcakes. There's 5 left. These are poppable cupcakes, probably the most delicious cupcakes you've ever had. They're like soft and they melt in your mouth and creamy. They're not like those hard, like, I don't know, like sometimes I feel like cupcakes get crumbly and weird and dry. Well, these are so insane.
You know what they are? They're bite-sized.
Jessica just watched me pop it in my mouth. She goes, wow, it's gone.
It's gone. Just it's like gone. That. Like, did you even taste that? With Valentine's Day around the corner, this is so perfect. If my husband got a cupcake, I'd be like, okay, that's cool. This
is amazing.
Amazing. There's different flavors.
And they're amazing refrigerated and they last even longer. Yes. I've had them cold. I've had them warm. They're so amazing. And they're adorably decorated. They're literally bite-sized. You can have a few and not feel guilty and then still work it off because you're like, oh, it was only 5 baby ones. They don't count.
Seriously, sometimes you just like have a craving and you know, you this is how you control yourself because you know, you take a little bite of this one,
I was going to say. This is my favorite part about these cupcakes because sometimes you're like, ugh, do I want to eat a whole vanilla cupcake with chocolate frosting?
Not really, but
if I had 5 little bites of different flavors, I'd feel very much better about myself.
Guys, this is the perfect gift to send your Valentine or if you're a girl, like send it to yourself.
Yeah, guys, self-love, 2020 self-love. Send yourself some Valentine's
or
Day
like,
cupcakes.
Leave this website open. It's bakedbymelissa.com. And when you guys use promo code BADEXAMPLES, you're going to get 15% off your order. This is a really special Valentine's Day offer. Send your loved ones the perfect gifts. You know what? I think, Alan, you'd like this as a gift, right?
Yeah.
This is the best part of it is you know your guys' flavor. If you want to like switch it up, you guys want to share, you want to have like a few friends over, this is the perfect little dessert platter to put out.
Oh, and it comes in like this adorable little box. Like it is perfect for serving.
No, it is. It's like great because you don't have to take each cupcake out and put it on a plate. It comes as serving like ready.
And these Valentine's Day ones. Okay, ready for the flavors we've been consuming? Because yes. I know we haven't even tried to guess them. Chocolate caramel brownie, milk chocolate, dulce de leche. Mm. Vanilla and sprinkles, and they've got little heart sprinkles
on
top.
That one's cute. I see that right here. That one's really sweet.
Yeah, don't eat that one. I want that
one. Okay, got it.
Oh, that's red velvet, and then the white chocolate cookies and cream. Baked by Melissa, guys. Go check that out. The perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or a loved one.
You guys, you're going to go to bakedbymelissa.com, promo code BADEXAMPLES for 15% off your first order. You guys are going to be so popular after showing up anywhere with these. They're so delicious.
We've all seen the headlines in the news of how someone lost their life in an act of cold-blooded murder. And while it's sad and grabs your attention, most people go on with their day without giving it another thought. But have you ever stopped to think about the life of the person at the center of the news story? They were more than just a headline or a statistic. They were someone's loved one or friend. I'm Mike Morford, and my podcast, The Murder of My Family, dives into some of those stories to help listeners get to know the person who was lost and how their death affected those closest to them. Listen to The Murder of My Family everywhere you listen to podcasts. There are well over 100 episodes to binge on now.
I'm Dr. Megan Sachs.
And I'm Dr. Amy Sloshberg.
And we're the host of the podcast Campus Killings. Our show covers some of the most sinister crimes to take place on or around school campuses, or the cases we discuss have a school-connected theme.
And with the new school year comes an all-new second season of Campus Killings, which will debut on September 16th, 2023.
But if you want to listen to Campus Killings now, you can binge all the episodes from season one, available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Should we do this?
I'm excited. I really need to do this.
Gender reveal?
I think.
The anxiety's killing me.
Boy or girl.
Yep. Okay. Let's do it.
I can't even
Everyone
sing
hide
now.
The baked by Melissa.
Can't even sing now.
Wait, I'm kind of scared. I don't think I want to pop it. You pop it.
I don't like the pop. The sound of popping
balloons.
I don't
like it either. I didn't think this through.
Okay. Gender reveal time.
Gender reveal time. Girl or a boy time. Is there a wiener inside me?
Oh, wow. All
right. That's how you got this way, right?
Are we doing this? I'm getting anxiety now.
Wait, hold on. Give me one of those pins. I can't believe I'm going to pop something. I don't like popping. Okay, guys. Here's the big baddie reveal.
Wait for it. Okay, hold on.
Oh.
I'm scared.
Just pop.
Should I do it a little higher, Trey?
I don't know, but you gotta let me know when
no,
you're starting
to do it.
No,
that looks good right there on camera.
Yeah? Okay. I'm nervous. I'm just gonna do it like this. Okay. Are you ready, Alan?
Yep.
Are you guys ready? Just pop it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hope you can vacuum, Alan.
Wait, that was a great idea over the thing. I can't. Oh my God. Girl gang.
It's a girl.
Oh my God. Oh my God, virtual hug.
Oh my God. You know what? All my friends are fucking girls. You're not going to leave me out of this shit.
Oh my God, I have
You're
so many clothes
You're not
going to
leave me
out
of this shit.
Wow. Also, Julian gets a girlfriend.
Yay, Remember, you have to act like you don't want them to get together.
Oh my God. Yeah, let's fight it so that they do it behind our back.
Oh my God.
That's the
God.
Plan.
Yeah.
Wow.
It had to be a fucking girl. Come on.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Okay, fun fact. All the old wives' tales point to boy. Everything was like is opposite. And my family does not make girls. This is the first girl since me.
Wow, you're breaking tradition.
It's the first fucking girl since me. And on Denny's side, there's also a lot of like his three cousins are boys. His three cousins have three boys. Like,
oh my God, your
family
has
so many boys.
Freaking out.
Freaking the fuck out. Grandma Rose said she prayed every day for a little girl.
Well, because you said that she was going to have her name, right?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't know that yet.
Oh, she's going to be so excited.
Yeah, she's
going to
die. But like, she has two sons, and then like, her sons have sons, and like, it's just, she's just, like I said, I'm the only girl.
Yeah.
So she's so excited. And she told me when I called her and told
Fuck
her.
Fuck this hat. Hold on. Yes.
She told me when I called her that girls, you want to have a girl because they take care of you when you get older.
That's true.
She said boys do not take care of you when you
they
get
take
older.
Care
That's
of,
a good
no,
point.
No, boys take care of you when they're younger. They love their moms more than anything. And then they get older and they find some bitch who tricks them into loving them more than your mom, and then you lose them. That's when the girls step up.
Yeah,
true
that's what
story.
She, said. She was like, she's like, your daughter will take care of you, like when you're old.
And also, oh my God, Denny gets a girl. Oh my God, there's nothing like being a girl dad. It's an amazing
his face for the gender reveal because he generally was just like, I think it's a boy.
Yeah,
like I honestly didn't think like you like could make a girl. Like I just didn't think you'd be able to do it. So like,
didn't think you had the capability.
Yeah, he's just like shocked. Like his face and all the pictures is like big smile, but like he looks like he's lost like in space, like he's got no clue what's
he's probably
on.
Fucking terrified of high school is what he's thinking. He's fuck, I gotta like go through boyfriends,
you know,
now.
This motherfucker, the first thing he says to me, like, we just found out we're having a baby girl, and he looks at me and he goes, we're not putting her in pageants. I was like, what?
Dude, all right, Denny's the realist.
Yeah, that's what they think, like, of us.
Denny's the realist, though. I fucking hate that. Like, that's so great.
Alan, you're so right. Like, that's Dennis, the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
When did I ever even, like, I'm not
Yeah, because Jessica's such a pageant girl. With her wave and getting off the couch.
All right, I can say, though, I don't think you're a pageant mom at all. But if you were a pageant mom, you would be the fiercest, worst pageant mom in the world.
I'm a stage mom for sure.
Do you want to hear the reject names?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
I do.
All right.
Hit us.
These would have been the boy names. There's Thomas Grayson.
Like it.
Josiah Charles.
Whoa.
I love the name Charles. I just say it wrong, but I love it.
Charles,
yeah.
You got and balls William in your Lawson.
Mouth. Lawson, so Ooh, fancy.
William Lawson is badass.
That's very fancy.
That's fucking dope. One. I like that one. That's the winner.
That's the winner of the guys.
I think my first, yeah. We'll keep first that in mind one's my next favorite. One. Yeah.
Oh, what are the girls? What are the
Oh,
queens?
My God, girl ones.
So the girls, I'm going to make one amendment to this one. He sent Katie Marie. I'm going to say Katie Rose.
Okay.
Because you want to do that. This one is my namesake, so I'm just saying you should do it. Jesse Allen.
Oh.
But also Jess.
So like, your mom likes... Boy,
wait, I
also.
Love Alan as a middle name. That's yeah. actually cute. That's
She's
cute.
Like, watch this happen.
I'm down. Rose Allen is
Rose you know. Allen.
Oh my
Dude.
God.
Elizabeth Grace.
Oh, so sweet.
Elizabeth Grace.
Macy Lynn.
Oh, that's adorable. Macy's cute name. I like Macy Lynn.
My mom was like, when I messaged her, I was like, I need you to come up with baby names. She was like, why? And I was like, all right, I should have kept
oh my
this.
God,
this. Like,
I didn't pre-rec yeah, like, this very well.
I was like, Jessica wants them. And she was like, really? I was like, yeah, they like your names.
Yeah, we do. They're very fancy, like either yes. like host of a like game show or like royalty.
Like
names.
I'm actually yeah. loving the middle name Alan for a girl. Like I think that's cute as hell.
The boys' names for girls. It's where my that's
I'm
my
just
jam.
Saying, like.
I love it.
It's a great name. Yeah, but,
like, yeah, but what then, would like, you do if you named your child
Uncle
after
Alan and be like, you
daddy.
Named me after fucking baddie daddy?
You just got to spell it different. So you're like, no.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You named me after this guy. He's got red hair. He's Thick Archie.
Thick Archie.
That's my favorite. Oh, Alan got a haircut, by the way. Y'all were
yeah, he's not Thick
that.
Archie anymore.
Yeah.
He's not redhead.
He's just regular Archie.
He's just regular Alan. Alan Daddy
Archie.
Daddy Waters.
Archie had like brown hair in one episode of that show. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to keep it. Archie Andrews, Daddy Daddy.
Oh my God. So yeah, this has been crazy. Like I said, my family is
must be dying.
They're dying.
I'm so happy.
And like the first grandchild being a girl, like you know, like there's just she's gonna be like I'm gonna have to figure like read Mad's books on how to not make sure she's a spoiled brat because
just make her clean up after
like
herself.
A million like just first grandchild period and then you add that it's a girl. Like that was me growing up. I'm the biggest brat in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Accurate. Skylar.
Yeah.
Skylar cries when you're like, Skylar, don't do that. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I guess what I'm saying, Skylar's fucking royalty.
Yeah,
like,
she's
you can't deny that
Princess
first
Skylar.
Born.
Yeah.
It's just how it is. Like, you know?
She told Corey, because Corey calls her princess, and she was like, you know, I'm not daddy's princess anymore. And then we were like, what? Huh? And she goes, once he called Jaden princess. So I thought like mine was over. And he goes, I don't call her that. I call her Angel for Poppy. And she was like, oh, so it's just me again. And I was like, you fucking bitch. Like, what a manipulative.
She's right. That's how it goes. Yeah.
She just pulled like the crying card to make sure like
she's
I'm
right.
still the only princess.
I'm no longer
right?
princess. Like, oh my God.
Oh, the drama, right?
And like, I just feel like for me that if I never had a son, it'd be something I'd be okay with.
Yeah, but not having a girl is
but
hard.
But never having a girl, like, that's the only thing I thought about during this was, like, I'm like, whatever. It's first, I don't care if it's a girl or boy. If I never had a daughter,
yeah.
it'd be weird for me yeah. because I love hanging out with the girls. I love singing Frozen. Like, I love children's yeah. movies. I need someone, like, Dennis, I'm so excited. Like, Dennis, like, you have someone to, like, watch all your fucking movies
yeah.
with now.
Princess, you get to do princess
yes,
things.
Yes, I can do princess
and,
things.
And me and Ashley are going to drag you
to
all
Frozen
of them.
I went to Frozen on ice
by
myself. By
yourself, you fucking creep. I know. Like, this is amazing news.
You went by yourself. Someone in that space was definitely like,
they were
yeah,
like,
she doesn't have any kids
watch,
with her.
Watch the girl in 3W. Watch her. Make sure she doesn't leave that seat with another child.
It has to happen. Like, a lot of places we go, they have to be looking for my child. Like,
yeah.
what is she doing? Like, why is she wearing that? Like, even in Disney, we were at Chef Mickey's, okay? which is, you know, all the characters come to the fucking table. I swear on my mother, we were the only fucking a table with no children.
Adults.
All adults. My dad's taking a pic. My dad had a goofy shot at fucking Pluto. And Pluto came over and he pointed to his shirt and was like, Pluto, like...
Pluto gets no love. Let that dog live. He was like, hi, come on. My dad was
scared. You know, Pluto can't fucking talk. So my dad was like, you.
He's not deaf. He can talk.
He's like, pointing at his shirt. I'm like, Dad, he gets it. That's him on your shirt. Oh, my God.
I'm dying. This is amazing news.
But we were there with, you know, no other kids. And like, I don't know. It just, it was a really great trip. And we were just shocked.
I mean, you found out that you were pregnant in the most magical place in the world. And then you found out you were having the most magical news ever of a girl in the magical place of the world.
And like, I want to put it out there. I'm done with Disney for a long fucking time, okay, people?
Well, you shouldn't overrun Disney.
No, and I get it that, like, I'm borderline that, like, weird Disney person.
No, it's all right.
You know, like, that, like, really big fat person that goes to Disney and, like, that's all they talk about. Like, that's me. I'm, like, really close to being that person, so I'm going to take a step back. My brother was like, you're really close to being a loser. I said, okay. Okay, I see you. I hear you. So I'm taking a step back. Yeah. Okay, I'm a grown woman at Disney a lot. I get it.
I had a friend in college. Their dream was to get engaged and have their wedding at Disney at Cinderella's Tower. And I was like, good luck with that.
That's a lot of money right there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I hadn't been to Disney with my family since we were children. So it was really fun. You know, we put my mom on a scooter because she just had two knee replacements. And... pretty much we all were driving the scooter more than her, like, living our best life. Like,
how is around the world not drinking?
I mean,
Epcot could be rough for
I will tell you what I did. I made sure wherever we went, if people were drinking, that I ordered like some sort of cocktail, like virgin.
Okay.
Just to like feel a part of it. Yeah. Like I would get a frozen margarita.
Virgin.
Yeah.
Cute. Don't miss alcohol until everyone is drinking and you're like, this is fucking boring.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel mad left out.
Yeah,
like
I get
my
it.
Mom's on the scooter drunk. Like, I want to be...
Damn, I want to be on a scooter drunk. Damn. Around the world in Epcot, China, Beijing.
I was with her the other day. We were walking down the street. She goes, I miss my scooter. Yeah. You get used to that shit. Oh, my God. I'll tell you one thing. I'll for the rest of my life, when I go to Disney, get a goddamn scooter, because that shit is the greatest. It's the fucking greatest. Yeah. You're just scootering around. Like, yeah.
There's
no
walking
involved. You
fucking
throw it anywhere. There's no rules with the scooter. It's a fucking free-for-all. Everyone has them. Mm-hmm. Like, you could just be out of shape, and you're just like, fuck it, I'm getting this goddamn
That's
scooter.
That's the only way I'm going to Disney. I'm going to just be out of shape and go to Disney like
we
that,
we all were
sure.
taking turns. Like, we were all tired.
Yeah.
So we're all just taking turns riding it. My mom's, like, limping behind us.
Poor thing.
I'm like,
with no knees.
I'm like, go back around, go get mom. Like do another lap. She's 20 feet behind
Jump on
us.
The back, Ma. Jump on the pegs.
But I'll upload all the pictures. You know, we couldn't get Mickey. I swear to God, like, Mickey wouldn't even touch the gender reveal stuff.
Oh, he's been PTSD.
Yeah, like, their rules are so strict on it now. And what we had my mother-in-law, she was our secret keeper.
Mm-hmm.
So she went and she bought, like, a girl Mickey, Minnie Mouse doll.
Aww.
And, like, a sign that said it's a girl. So she made this, like, gift bag with all this stuff in it. You know, we opened it all up. But, like, I wanted Mickey and Minnie to be a part of it if they were, like, dude,
the fuck out of here. They're like, no, hard no from us.
And just another point, which how girly I am, there was a Tinkerbell character right next door. And, like, last minute I was like, should we just have Tink open, like do this with Tink?
Oh, like, you're desperate. You're like, I'll take anyone.
Dennis is like, we're fucking using Mickey Mouse, not Tinkerbell. Like, she's the worst. Oh,
you had a girl vibe before it happened.
Dude, crazy. I'm still, like, blown away. And, like, everyone kept asking me what I thought it was. I truly had no idea, but I kept saying one thing, which was, I think I would know if there was a wiener growing inside me. I just think that's something that you know.
Okay.
I mean,
testosterone feels different, but... You don't know it this early.
I feel like maybe
Jessica knows if there's a wiener inside of her.
I just feel like that's something
also,
that, like,
this is why Jessica
know.
Should not have a boy, because she's going to call it a wiener.
I saw a penis tent that you use to change the boy's diaper, and I almost had a heart attack.
Because they pee on you.
Yeah.
This is reasons that she should not have had a boy. Because they pee on you.
Have you ever been peed on?
Yes, 3 times.
Oh, my God, you count. That's how traumatic it is.
It's so traumatic, because you're, like, just changing a diaper, like, and then a gust of wind, and he's like, woo! And then all of a sudden you have pee in your face. It's a real
thing. You know
what's
upsetting to me?
They called it a TP.
Yeah.
Like a
PPTP.
A PPTP. And a PP meaning weenus.
Right. Yeah.
Again, this is why she can't have a boy. Weenus.
See, I'm upset. I've been peed on more times than that, just in like the New York, like city area.
Yeah. I feel like this went back to a fetish place that I'm not comfortable with.
No, like the subway.
Oh, the subway. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I don't know. This is all crazy.
God, I'm so thankful for Alan. I love that, fucking great.
You used a Harry Potter reference with your mom. You were like, you're going to be my secret keeper.
Oh, I missed that completely. You see, this is why, because I'm not a fucking nerd. This is why.
Yeah, this is, I'm pretty fucking nerdy. Oh my God.
A secret keeper. Jesus, fucking Christ.
I'm so pumped. I can't believe it.
I literally will be giving baskets to you. Aria, Skylar, and Jaden, you are fucking set.
I'm
going to
put it on my registry and be like, P.S. I'm getting all my clothes from Tracy Epps. Yeah.
So, and not only that, you get cute clothes separated by 3 years because Skylar and Jaden mostly wear the same thing. So if you love something and they grow out of it, you're like, haha, bitch, in 3 years you're wearing this outfit again.
One of my friends told me there's a box like that does like a monthly like bow like come to your house. And yeah, I'm like, the bow there box. Is a God. Like, yeah.
Oh, so please, happy. You're set. Don't worry. I'm telling you. I recorded Skylar and Jaden what they thought it was going to be.
No.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Team boy. Team boy? Yes. Jada?
Team girl. Team girl.
Tara?
Team girl.
Julie, I'll vote boy for Jules so we can have a friend finally.
So Skylar said girl. Skylar said boy. Jaden said team girl.
You heard that. And she was confident as fuck.
She's very confident. She knows what the fuck she wants.
She said, I want a friend.
Tara said girl. So those are your.
Skylar was like, I've had just about enough friends.
Said, I'm fucking dead. There's too many invites going out. Get her a boy. No. Nope. Coming home with a girl.
Typical middle was like, bring on the friends.
Amazing.
Oh my God, that's so great. I'm so happy you did that.
Yeah, I was like, we have to make guesses because then when mommy goes to work, we can say that you were involved in the guessing.
So we were kind of talking about maybe having like a baddie bridal shower.
You guys, what do you think? I want to throw Jessica a baddie baby shower.
A baddie baby shower. I guess we were having a baby baddie. Like, she's literally a baby baddie.
Yeah. No, we're raising. We're raising. I don't want to give
her
my advice.
Raising the child.
I don't want to give her my advice. Except for, unfortunately, I'm going to force my opinion on this poor little girl. But me and you are fucked for high school. So,
dude, can I tell you this other thing that I've been pondering, and I'm sure I'm gonna touch on this again. But so you know, Denny refused to like talk baby names seriously until we got the gender.
Are you talking now about it?
I actually understand now why we didn't.
Things are different now. Yeah,
it's so different. Like, what a waste to even like argue about a guy name. Like,
yep. Mm-hmm.
But now that we're talking, I'm like, I'm scared because Dennis is like this like big like athletic type, and like all the names I like are super girly. And I'm like, what if she plays basketball?
I mean, she can play basketball. She just can't play tackle football.
Shaking his head.
Or roller derby.
My mom's like, Jessie, what do you mean? She wants to play basketball. She's allowed. And I'm like, nobody better buy me a fucking hoop. They're not making me any hoops in my home.
Well, Skylar pitches softball like a fucking boss. Like, you would never think she could hit a target. At one, she was hitting targets.
Skylar Epps is like, it can go both ways. Like, if she wants to be like a tough girl and like kick ass, like,
well, look at Jaden. Jaden Epps.
Yeah, like,
but then Jada, if she's cute.
That's what I'm saying. It goes, a lot of my names are like, we have Rose as the middle name, it like softens everything.
Yes, but you could do a hardcore first name and then soften it up with Rose, and all of a sudden she's like, oh my God, she's sweet.
That's what I need. I need like an in between, because
this is why naming a child is fucking so horrible. Fucking important. It's not, it's stuff you think of. You're like, what if she does this or what if she does that? And I named, okay, so this is what I did. My kids have middle names that could be last names. Mm-hmm. So that if they go and do their own thing and they don't want to be linked to a last name that is so religious, like you would think is religious because it's so Jewish, they just kind of want to be like, just
they
chill, like
it.
No prereq, whatever.
So
they can do
about.
It. So I have Skylar, James, Jaden, Jean, and Julian Chase. And Julian Chase on his own is like, that's a fucking name. You know what I mean? So, but you name kids based on like what I was like, if she
that's
wants
a
to become
fucking name.
If she wants to be
if you I name my child a fucking name.
Oh man. She's gonna go hardcore on this one.
See, I will say, like, my grandma was Annie Marie, but she played basketball in like the '40s. Like when
oh
it was
my God.
Like,
that was the first basketball ever.
Right, like angles. Yeah, like it was like full sweater, you wore corduroys.
I can't.
I'm down with like sports. I would be.
But this is what Jessica doesn't understand because she doesn't play sports. She's the anti-sport.
Oh my God. Like, I am the most unathletic human on the planet.
So don't worry. This child won't be able to run. It's definitely. It's fine. If your jeans take over at all, this
I can't
kid will
even
barely
go on a walk with Dennis without my sneakers squeaking. Like, he just like hates me. I don't know. But I just, it's something that you think about, like, what kind of person they're going to be. I feel like whatever you name them, it like shapes.
It does.
Big time.
Like, you think if Sky doesn't want to go off and be Butch, she wouldn't just cut the name to Sky? And it could be whatever you want. Like, it'll happen. It's just whatever she
James.
Wants to do. Whatever.
She's like,
she'll
hey,
just
mom,
be like
James.
James. Yeah. Whatever. What about Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively? They straight up named her daughter James. And then what if she is?
Oh,
then,
yeah.
then it's going to be like, oh, did she change her name? Nope, that's what she was born with. Like, just happen. Just James. Let them live their life and
yeah,
do whatever.
Right.
And they'll live on their name. They'll make it work.
You're right.
Don't stress it too much. Stress the fucking vowels and making sure their name doesn't spell like dick or something.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you go with Allen, it better like be
yeah.
A-L-L-E-N or something normal.
Yeah,
I don't want to see A'LQR.
Keep it simple because everyone's going to fuck up their name for the longest time.
That's the one thing. I'm down with a unique name, even though it's not like a must, but
uh-huh.
it has to be, you have to be able to read it and
say
be able
it.
To sit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's weird spelling names where people are like trying to guess
Get
how
fancy.
To pronounce it.
Like there was
so
this girl I grew
me.
Up with and it was Emily, but she spelt it E'.
Yeah, it's stupid.
E-M-
just be Emily.
Capital L-E-E. Emily. Just, it's fucking Emily. Why do you have to be fancy in preschool?
My mom had a student who, there was a dash in their name, and it was pronounced.
What?
Like, you would pronounce the dash
yeah,
as a part
dash.
Of
the name.
Oh, yeah, dash.
Like, Dashel? Do you say dash? Because
yeah, you
someone
say dash
just sent this
for
to me.
The line,
no
yeah.
way.
Oh, my God, yes.
Like, what?
Hold on. I literally like just got this because I was telling my friend.
First of all, Dash is the cutest name ever.
I
love it.
Actually, Dashel. That was the kid's name. It was Dash A, but it was pronounced Dasha.
Whoa.
Dasha.
Yeah, I was like,
how do
that's...
you even write that like on an exam? Like stating
Dash
exam.
A, I guess. Like, I don't know.
They don't even have a
Sasha.
Circle to circle in, color in for that. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Filling out
fuck
forms
you, Mom.
Is no
I can't
joke.
Take the SAT.
All right, so I'm in this baby group that you keep telling me about on Facebook, and some girl was like, honest opinions on this baby girl name. Mm-hmm. I want to know what you guys think.
Oh, first of all, don't ever ask open-ended questions like that. People will destroy you, and you'll be so devastated with your choices.
So devastated. But, you know, then there's people like this who deserve to get their ass reamed.
Oh, fuck, what is it?
So she said, how do you guys like the name for a baby girl? Forever.
So, that's the name?
Yeah, forever. So right away, everyone's like, just don't do it. It's not a good idea. Someone's like, well, what's the last name?
Oh, fuck me.
The last name's Good.
Oh, my
forever
God.
Good?
Forever Good.
What is this, an 80s rock song?
And like, all I saw, I closed my eyes and I saw a trending like article that gets reposted like Forever Good is arrested for like selling weed and like doing meth. Like
Forever Good entered rehab for the fourth
yeah,
time.
I
like,
want
to
smack
good,
that bitch.
If Forever Good did anything wrong ever, that would be a headline like Forever Good.
It's
you
like
know?
A running joke. And this girl has to go to high school.
Forever Good.
What if she gives headbutt and they're going to be like, forever bad? Like, you can't have a reputation like that. You have to be fucking amazing at everything. You're just unexpected expectations for your child.
And like, this mom group, everybody was being like pretty polite, but they were like, please don't do that to her. Like, don't
I would have been like, don't be
good.
A fucking bitch and name your child that, please.
Forever Good.
You know what's really cute name? If you want to do Ever and make it, Everly is really cute, and a lot of people call them Ever.
That's
and it's
what
like
I
forever,
wrote.
I love you forever, but it's cute, but like
that's
you got
to
play
wrote
on
down
names.
To her. I was like, if you like liking the forever vibe, like
yeah.
if you want to use Ever, there's names that have that in that. And
Everly
you can call
is
her
cute,
that.
Yeah.
But like Forever Good, you can't do that to a child.
No, fuck
you.
Can you
imagine
that,
if
fuck
she has
that
glasses?
Mom.
That's
like,
the fucking Kim Kardashian like Northwest like effects where guys are like, oh, I have the last name Good. I'm going to try to do something fucking clever.
Kim
That's
did
not what
it.
You do. That's
First
what you
of all,
do to
not
a dog.
Cool. It's not cool that Kim did it.
No, it's
not.
Not
cool.
It wasn't. No, it's
she's
fucking weird.
She's fucking lucky she's a billionaire
North
already.
North is not
that
a great
girl.
Name. It's still
it's a terrible
like,
name.
You know when the baby comes and you're like, oh, once the baby's here, you're going to love the name no matter what. Everyone
She's
going to
look just like a North.
No, she doesn't look like a North. They call her Northy. It's dumb as hell. Dumb.
Northy.
Northy.
Come well, they
Northy.
Call all of them that. Sainty.
Sainty.
Saint. Chicago-y.
Chicago-y.
No, they call her Shy. That's like
what's
the only cute one.
What's the other one? The
Sommy.
Kylie's one?
Sommy. Oh,
Stormy.
Stormy.
Get the fuck out of here.
See, like, that's
Stormy
right
Weathers.
There. is a sounds that's like exactly a, it's a porn name. Yeah. Like you got to be careful.
It is a porn name. I think that's where she got it from.
Like you can't do like if you do Leighton.
Yeah.
Leighton can't be spelled with like two A's and an E. Like they're gonna end up in porn. Like that's what you do.
Well, that's what Corey thought was gonna happen to ours, but because I literally when I was looking up names, I looked up. Hear me out. Porn names.
Wait, you looked up porn names?
Yes, because they're most. I really loved weird names, and like all the porn names I've ever heard, I'm like, they're all really pretty. Like, let's change the effect of it. Like Mason Moore, what a pretty name for a girl. God. What a fucking whore.
I mean, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So I looked up names, and I was like, oh, I really love some of these names, and I looked up all the soap opera names because they always had the trendiest names growing up, and I was like, oh, I love these. So between the porn names and the soap opera names, I came up with my kids' names.
Wow.
And I'm not sorry for it, okay? I'm not sorry.
That's actually a fucking
go look up
fantastic
beautiful
idea.
Porn names right now and I see am. What comes up. I'm telling you, all of them are going to be really pretty.
Yeah, this show has destroyed my search history.
The best thing
ooh,
is like
Aaliyah Love.
I mean, okay, you picked like
Abby Rain.
There's some really pretty ones. Keep looking. Anyway, I'll give you a minute.
How about Africa Sex?
Okay. Jessica shouldn't have been in charge of this. I would have picked the prettier ones.
Just stop. I just have to blow up Africa Sex. What she
I'm
looks
sorry,
like.
But is Jenna Jameson not like one of the cutest names ever? But it's like, oh, hi, I give head for a living.
I
like,
was about to say, like,
right, but
that
like it's such a beautiful
things.
Name. So like, I would use the name Jameson for a girl with a different first name. But
just
I use James.
Look at Africa Sex, please.
I really hope this isn't the case.
Longest titties I've ever seen.
But like one day your kids are gonna listen to this episode and choose the name Forever Good, their name.
Like, I'm also the mom who's gonna tell their kids to test drive cars. Like, have we not talked about this before? Like, I'm just that mom, you guys. Like, nah, I'm bad mom. I'm the movie bad mom in human form.
There are a couple porn stars that their parents are their managers, and that's like the weirdest thing to
me. At least I'm not that mom.
Bobby Eden.
Eden, love that name. My mom loves the name Eden. Mm. She wanted it for me.
All right, I'm just throwing this out. Eden is like a really big pun for high school. Be careful.
Oh, Eaton.
Eaton. Like Eaton. Eaton.
Eaton
like,
Dick.
Come on.
Eaton
that's all
Dick.
Right there.
What an asshole.
Okay. I think you're actually kind of right.
They like, are. I'm telling you, don't fucking
Cassidy Ryan. I like this.
If Julian was a girl, he was going to be Dylan Ryan. That could easily be a porn name.
Did you find
that is
that?
A porn name. That's like that's a porn star.
So easy. See, like and I didn't even know. And that that's what Julian was going to be if it was a girl. I would have had Skylar, Jaden, and Dylan, and those would have been my girls' names. But like, they're porn names, and I love them. And I'm not sorry, and I'm not backing down on this one.
Hope
porn
Harper.
Names are beautiful.
Ivana Sugar.
Oh my
Can you
God.
Stop picking the worst ones?
I'm
You're
so
killing
excited.
My vibe here.
I'm loving this website right now. It's like little headshots of all the girls and mostly their tits.
I want you to like tell Denny, can you go look at porn stars to
send them
our
on
daughter?
A mission. I need you to watch a lot of porn and find out all the names. He'll be like, wow, this is the best wife
Are
ever.
Are you kidding me? He's never going to be able to be like, this is our kid's name.
Like, he's never going to let you call him daddy ever again.
Kylie Strutt.
Also,
who thinks these? They're really good.
And then look up soap opera names, and those are really pretty, too. These are my suggestions.
Soap opera is, like,
for
always
you.
More regal.
Yeah, they always sound, like, really good. And I used
Memphis,
both of them.
Monroe.
But Monroe I would have used as a middle name for something. Yeah.
You
I think
could
that's
throw
so
in,
pretty.
Like, a third in there just to confuse somebody.
Yeah. The
oh,
third.
My God. I can't get over that one girl.
This is Jesse Allen, the third.
The third.
Jesse Allen.
Prefix, the third.
Africa Sex.
Africa Sex.
That's right there,
I
the name
you so
of
much.
Daughter.
I'm trying to think of other pretty names. Like, if we didn't know Mason Moore and Jenna Jameson as porn stars, don't you think those would be really cute names for your kids?
Yeah, I don't even know who Mason Moore is. I think it's a really pretty name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just give the porn a chance.
I'm loving this.
I'm pro-porn.
This is great.
You got the name already. It's Africa Sex Rose.
I mean, Africa Sex
Oh, Africa Sex
Grandma
Rose Kelsey.
Grandma Rose, I want to introduce you to your
so
namesake.
Proud.
Grandma Rose, someone already told her that their podcast was lewd.
Lewd?
Oh my God. She told my mom that.
I can't.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I'm loving this.
I'm not. This is like people ask me, like, oh my God, you picked the prettiest kids' names. And I was like, thanks. I got them off porn sites and soap operas. I can't believe
I'm actually agreeing with you on this. I know. I'm disturbed right now that I'm.
Tell me you don't see really pretty names in there. And you're like, oh, what a waste that they were used on this.
It's just so fucked up because underneath every porn star name is their headshot.
I didn't look up their headshot. I just looked up pretty porn like, star names.
Most of their headshots look like that.
Giant asses. Perfect.
Yeah, it's like my
wonderful. Oh, there's some nipple. Got it.
Isn't that your child, Jaden James?
Yeah, there you go. That's both of my kids' nicks. Do you see what I'm talking about, you guys? I'm telling you, I named my kids after porn names. This is what I like.
Charlie Chase. Oh my God, I love it.
Chase, another one that I use. I mean, tell me when to stop.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
I know. Yeah. Charlie's an adorable name. Imagine Charlie Monroe. Sounds like a porn name, but it's really cute.
And then what'd you say? What was the other thing to look up?
Soap opera names. It's going to come up like the most fabulous names you've ever heard in your life. Like it'll say like General Hospital names and list everybody ever named on General Hospital. It's like Peyton, Devin, Dash, Chance, like all these like cool names.
Jagger, Blade.
Jagger's another one that I don't know, guys. Like
Jagger. Why?
Wait, my
Jagger? I mean, come on. Yes, like
Jagger. My nephew is Ashton Jagger and they call him AJ and he's so badass. And then the other one is Kane Phoenix. And they're like hardcore, ooh, like almost California Hollywood names, but like still Jersey. You know what I mean?
I like that. I like
those are my two Kane nephews. Yeah. And I love their names, and it's a Cain and AJ.
Ooh, that's so close. Like, I'm surprised they didn't do Cain and Abel, honestly. Like,
oh, I don't know what that is.
It's from the Bible.
Oh, sorry. I'm a really bad Christian. My bad. Does this surprise you? Take that out, God. Take that out, God.
Cain and Abel, I don't know her. I'm choking. I'm fucking dying.
Tracy literally said, I don't fucking know her.
I was like, I don't know who that is.
I just broke into a hot sweat. Sorry,
I'm sweating
God.
As well.
I need Jesus so
I'm
bad.
I'm sweating
hold
as
on
well. Whew. Oh, okay. My God. We'll go back to the name. This is going to be like a topic of conversation because Tracy, I really do think, is
has life
good
figured
at
out.
It.
Thank
yeah
you. Well, Treyway.
Life. I don't know. But oh, I love your nails, by the way.
Thank you.
They're sparkling. So
thank
pretty
you. They're by Delilah.
I'm like so loving all this pink confetti around.
I know.
I should have done this. Actually, this wasn't allowed in Disney.
Oh, Disney's got some rules, whatever.
They're fucking so rule-y.
You for somebody who talks about, like, you know, subliminal messages, they've got a lot of fucking rules at Disney.
Yeah. They used to be able to, like, the Toy Story characters, if you said Andy's coming, they would, like, stop
pretend
and
drop.
Pretend.
I know.
But they can't do that anymore because too many people were, like, doing it.
Yeah. Do you know what they do now? They walk with, like they're fucking, like,
security,
like famous, like you think Leonardo DiCaprio's walking by, you're like Woody, and they won't even. They're like, no pictures, no talking.
First of all, also
like,
you named your doll Woody. You're a fucking perv. Like,
Woody.
In the 1920s when this started, like that was a fucking perv name.
Oh my God! Like we kept seeing like characters walking through the park, and like my dad would get so excited. I'm like, don't even try talking to them, Dad. They're gonna
they
fucking
have their
like
security.
They're gonna zap
them
you with their like taser. Tease
they're
you
too
for
cool
talking
for you,
away
Dad.
While they're walking through a
yes
casino.
That's literally what it is. Yeah. Their handlers are like, nope, no pictures, no talking. Like they keep you like 5 feet away.
Wow.
You're like, damn.
I want to feel like a celebrity. Go be one of the Toy Story characters.
No joke. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I believe it.
Denny asked one of his friends that like used to work there, you know, like for like tips and stuff for our trip. And of course it turned into like that he banged Tinkerbell. Like it's just like,
shut
like,
up.
Imagine you work at Disney and you like screw one of the characters. It's like your claim to fame for
oh,
life.
Oh no, I would never let that go. I'd be like, I fucked Gaston. That, and what?
Yo, imagine your fucking Tinder bio. I fucked Gaston.
Oh my
two
God.
Two truths and a lie. I fucked Gaston. Goodbye.
Oh my God.
I'm crying.
Fucking so good.
I'm sweating also because I don't know anything from the Bible. Goodbye. Also, I was a CCD teacher for 3 years and I don't know that. So
what?
I guess they'll let anybody in.
Excuse me?
I was a CCD teacher for my brother's grade for like solid 2 years.
Okay. So you taught children and you taught children, holy
the
shit.
The Bible. Then I married Jewish and don't know anything about Cain and Abel.
How are you allowed
so
to do that? How are you
here
allowed
I
to
am
do that?
One night only.
I'm fucking shocked.
I don't know. They'll let anybody in, I guess. I don't know. I did it because I thought it was going to look really good on my college resume, and then I ended up dropping out of college. So, like, what a fucking success story I am. Thank you. Good job, Mom and Dad.
I actually have a
this
question
for
you.
This is why I'm the black
you
sheep and I'm the least favorite in the family.
I actually have a question for you.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. And now
you
I have a porn podcast, apparently.
Lude.
Lude.
It's lewd. Did you work in high school?
Mm.
at a chocolate shop.
Mm-hmm. Why? Do you know somebody who knows me? I'm going to fucking bug out right now. I don't like when you start things like this. So you ask me questions.
Why did you get fired?
I don't know. Oh, I quit because I don't like the smell of chocolate.
That sounds like you made that up to cover up that you got fired for showing your titties at work.
What? I was 15 when I worked there. For sure not.
Someone told Denny that you worked at a chocolate shop and you got fired because you wore low-cut shirts and your tits used to hang out.
Cleavage, always. I've always had cleavage, for sure. My tits out? No.
I was 15. I don't think they were like, you were topless, but I think you probably had like a very revealing shirt on. And some old chocolate grandma probably came to get some chocolates.
No, I worked for a family friend who owned it. And I quit because I literally, okay, this is what happened. I worked at the bakery first. And then I love bread. So I was like, I can't fucking work here anymore. All I'm doing is eating bread. So I was like, where do I not like? And I don't eat chocolate. So I was like, I'm going to work at the chocolate store because I won't eat anything. And so then I worked there. But then when you walk in, like the smell of chocolate was so severe, I couldn't take it anymore. So I was like, I just can't work here anymore. And it was a family friend who owned it. And I was like, do you like, I don't want you to be offended, but like, I fucking hate the smell of chocolate. And, like, I know this is like your life and like you love the smell of chocolate. I'm sweating. I just can't do it anymore. So then I ended up working at the pizzeria because I was like, well, back to carbs, I guess, because I hate chocolate.
Okay. I don't even know where to begin on this.
But
story.
I love that the rumors started that your fucking cop husband thinks that I showed my tits at a chocolate shop. Because like, this is how, like, rumors
you
start.
You asked Tracy about the chocolate shop, and I was like, well, what chocolate shop? But it's like, she worked at a chocolate shop.
That's,
and I'm like,
true, but
I don't
no,
think
that's
she
not
did.
Why.
I never heard. I never knew that.
No, and also, these cleavage got me a lot of jobs bartending and waitering, so I don't think that's why I got fired, by the way.
Oh, my God.
No, but that's the truth.
You're
I
sure
literally,
you're remembering this story correctly.
100%. I had to quit because I was like, the when you're cooking chocolate, like,
it doesn't
hot
it
chocolate?
Sound like something you make up when you get fired for showing your tits. They're like, oh yeah, I don't like the smell of chocolate. Like,
I mean,
anybody
time...
who knows me knows I don't like chocolate, and hot chocolate makes me want to fucking vomit. And they cooked it in the back, and I was always like, every time you walked
oh my
in,
God,
it
sounds
reeked
fucking
of hot
amazing.
Chocolate. I hate hot. I literally, if I eat chocolate now, it has to be frozen. You could come to my house, there's a fucking frozen section of chocolate in my freezer. I despise warm chocolate.
Why?
Like, when I go to a grocery
hot
store.
Hot chocolate?
Not a grocery store, like a 7-Eleven, and I walk in, I don't just grab a chocolate bar. When I first get there, I grab it and I put it in the freezer for a little, and then when I'm ready to check out, I literally pay for it and eat it. Because I'm like, I don't like warm
I'm
chocolate.
Shocked you've never been arrested from a 7-Eleven.
I'm
taking
telling
all
you.
Their chocolate goods and putting them in the freezer.
And
imagine
I,
the
and
guy
then I
watching
go buy
you on
them.
Their like camera when you first walk
That's
in.
That's literally, I need
this
to know
bitch
who told
tits hanging
that.
Out, putting chocolate the freezer.
I need to know who told him that. I need to know the answer.
All right, we got Dennis on the phone. Dennis said that I fucked up the story.
Jessica didn't even tell the story correctly. I am being dragged through from different towns, Dennis, and the story's not even accurate.
What was the story?
The story is that she worked at some fucking candy shop in high school.
Yeah.
And she was dressing provocatively while
I mean,
working
that's
there.
Way less bad. Hello, it's me.
And maybe had some extra cleavage hanging out.
And she got
was inappropriate when fucking four-year-olds are trying to pick out their bunny.
I mean, that's exaggerated. But I also got a game of telephone from your house back in Sea Caucus, like a 10-minute drive here, and the story changed again. So I'm going to assume that it was like some girl who had really nice tits at Zigarelli's Chocolate.
You're probably employee of the month.
I was so good, and I had to quit myself, and it wasn't anything against them. I just don't like chocolate.
Tracy just pulled up a picture of herself.
I was like, would they let me back if I got fired with my kids years later
with the
bunny?
Chocolate bunny. Like, she was like, if I got fired for showing my tits,
would they let me back?
Dennis, who told you this, Dennis?
Tell me now.
Doesn't matter. Goodbye.
We'll bleep their name. Tell us right now, Dennis. Names.
He hung up on me.
We're calling him back off air then, because right, I need to know. I need answers.
Oh, my God.
See, this is how rumors start, you guys.
It really is like the game of telephone. Like, he told
me
one
thing. I can't believe Jessica fucked it up so bad and then literally tried to push it off on me as like the reality of what happened.
I don't know what was like more of a bomb drop today, that I'm having a little girl or that you got topless at a chocolate store in
Let's
high school.
Let's elaborate it. Hold on. Tracy got topless and started making chocolate in the back of the store. That's even better.
Tracy
Let's
rolled
keep,
around and melted chocolate.
You guys, we want you to comment on the last picture on our Instagram and write how you would fix this game of telephone, make it really elaborate.
I love you guys. I'm so excited to share this journey with you and to take all of Skylar and Jaden's clothes.
Yeah.
And this is going to be so awesome. So yay, pink baby. Love you already.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday. Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.